Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's a mighty good morning. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. It's a mighty, mighty good morning. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, let us rejoice. Oh, my God. Oh, glory, and be glad in it. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I got to praise, oh, Lord, all over me. I am so grateful to God this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Ooh, let us rejoice and be glad in it in this day. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his mighty name together. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Oh, if we would just listen. Oh, my God. Oh, we give honor to the Most High God. Woo! The only true and living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only true, the giver and the receiver of life. Hallelujah. 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 The one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became what? A living soul. We give honor. And we come in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. We have access, freedom. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to come into the presence of the Most High God. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. We have access. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We exalt you. We extol you. Almighty God, you're awesome. You're the sovereign Lord. Yes, you are. You're the absolute. Ah, ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty good day. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Woo. Listen, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith come by trusting. And I'm saying you have faith and hope and trust. You know where it should be? There's no other place for it. Almighty God. That's right. When he opened your eyes to let you see, when he opened your eyes to let you see the people, situations, and circumstances, when he opened your eyes and let you see how he moves things out of your way, or not even allow you to fall into certain, and oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Woo, glory. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. He won't devalue you. Mm-mm. Trust God. He has valued you. Hey, trust God. Ooh, walk this earth. Walk on this earth with confidence, faith in God that he has you. He's your covering. Yes. He covers you. He's your shield and he is your help. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God allow you to see everything, you would probably be in shock. But God got it. Oh, my God. God got it. Walk today in absolute confidence. God got it. God is the one that has placed the value of me. He has valued me. Hey, glory, and is high. Hey, I'm his. Hey, glory, glory, glory. I am his child. Oh, glory, glory, glory. No arrogance, just fact. I am God's child. I belong to God. That's what you say. I belong to God. Heard the mother sing that song. Said, lay the body down. It doesn't matter, because I belong to God. Hallelujah. Talk about me. Sure as you're born. But I belong to God. That's what you have to say. Ooh-wee. Ooh, and you be kind. You love it. You realize that negativity are obstacles that will, and pride are obstacles that will cause you to stumble, cause you to fall, bring destruction. But I belong to God, kind, loving, strong, in him. Oh, surrounded by him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty. You can do, you know, that task that you think you can't do. You can do it. You can do it. I have one. It's done. You can do it. Don't fear. God got you. You know? Yeah, God got you. How you say, I don't have a friend. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, an honorable friend. Yes, you do. Oh, you got a friend. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you have a friend. Hallelujah. He won't betray you. He won't talk about you behind your back to people and tell them all kind of negative things and tab his nose turned up about you. Because if you like anything, he'll give it to you. Hey! Glory, you got a friend. You remember that I got a friend. Today is I got a friend. And his name is Yeshua. His name is Yeshua. That's his name, not the English version. That is his name, Yeshua. You got a friend. You have a friend. Oh, yes, you do. Hallelujah. Thank God for your friend. Bless his name. I am just, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You feel lonely? You know, that may not be a bad place to be, because you could be thinking you with some friends and they're not your friends. Uh-uh. And then you really be hurt. Your little feelings would be so hurt because you thought. You can know you have a friend. And his name is Yeshua. That's just his name, not no new religion or anything like that. That's just his name. His name is Yeshua. He's your friend. Sometimes you just have to call on his name. Yeah, because there's power in his name. There's healing and deliverance in his name, in the name of your friend. Yeah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. He's your intercessor. Yeah. Oh, God, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got a friend. Yes. You have a friend. Oh, yes, you do. You have a friend. When your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord,
Just read Psalms 27. Yeah, you have a friend. You have a friend, a mighty good friend. Oh, Lord, a mighty good friend. Yes. You know, just put your hand up. I got a friend. Oh, yes, I have a very good friend. Ooh, and you can introduce people to your friend. Yes, and he'll be their friend. Yes. Ooh, what a friend we have in Jesus, the song says. But we'll say, what a friend we have in Yeshua. Hey, all our grief. What is it, a shame or all our grief to bear? Yeah, that's what our friend does. Glory be. We can lean and depend on him. He's our hiding place. He's our place of safety. Yes. Hallelujah. He doesn't sleep and he doesn't slumber, no. Glory, glory. He doesn't have backaches. He doesn't get too busy where he can't talk to you or snap at you. You know what I'm saying? You have a friend. You can call him and talk to him anytime. Uh-huh. And he's attentive to you. Bless the Lord. He's the love of your soul. Oh, yes. You have a friend. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. And then he's your healer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you have a friend. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget it. Today is I have a friend day. I have a friend. Yes. Hallelujah. I have a friend. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. I have a friend. Ooh, glory, glory. And that's why I can love those who would despitefully misuse or attempt to devalue. Uh-huh. I can love them because I have a friend. I really have a friend. Can you say that? I have a friend. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for the knowledge. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray. And I am your host, Pastor Margaret Lee. And we thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are so grateful. We were expecting so much rain this morning. And it just kept giving us different times. And over on my side of the globe, it's bone dry. So I pray that the storm that they're predicting, I haven't watched the news, that God, and if it's still moving, that God will protect, shield, and defend all in the pathway of the storm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, oh my God. Father. Think about that. Father, Heavenly Father, high and lifted up, the exalted one. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. Hallelujah, this morning. For in your presence, there's fullness of joy. There's rest. There's shalom in your presence. There's love. There's mercy. There's grace in your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for extending your love to us. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us. We thank you for your long suffering, your patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, thank you for being our strength. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our healer. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For instructing us yes, guiding us and directing us. We thank you. We thank you for being the God that's more than enough. We thank you for being our everything. Yes, Lord. We thank you for being when we don't even know that we need it. We thank you. Hallelujah. For daily wisdom. Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Oh, your gentleness, your guidance, your instruction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for welcoming us. Thank you for your arms open. Hallelujah. And we can just rest in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for granting travel and mercy. Almighty God, on the highways, the byways, Almighty God, the rails, the airways, the sea. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Walking. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for remembering our children going to school and the different modes of transportation that's taking them to and fro. We thank you for giving them safety on their way home and as they leave home. Hallelujah. And as they return home, we apply the blood of Yeshua over every student. Hallelujah. And even while they're in school, we ask that you will protect them and keep them, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many things have happened that can cause danger to them. Father God, we ask that you cease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cease. Send help from the sanctuary, Almighty God. Father, we ask that you remember our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Guide them, Almighty God, every gift that you have given them. Almighty God, let it be used for your glory, to bring you glory, to tell a dying world of your goodness and your majesty. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. That your gift that you have given them will exalt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them know that they can trust you and depend on you for their care and their necessities. Hallelujah. That you open doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That no man can shut. And that you shut tight doors that no man can open. Open their eyes of understanding. Let them not stumble nor fall, even when we may compromise for the because after all. Oh God, keep them strong in you. You know their purpose that you have sent them on this earth to accomplish for you. Great God, let them not falter. Hallelujah. Oh God, let them walk strong in the circle of your blessings and their inner circle of friends. And outer circle, oh God, Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, guide them through, hallelujah, let them not step in traps and tricks and schemes, Almighty God, whoo, glory, hallelujah, bless, we apply the blood of Yeshua over them in every area of their life, and Father, child on this earth, we plead for your help, your protection, your covering, your guidance right now in Yeshua's name. Thank you for healing those that are in need of healing. For your word said, your sacred scripture tells us, you said, I am the God that healeth thee. You heal your people
And we thank you for touching your people. Thank you for healing. Thank you for making whole. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for making whole. Thank you for healing every place. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. And the emotion. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Heal the emotion. Hallelujah. Ooh, the psyche. Heal, God. Ooh, breathe. Make new. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loose from addiction. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Of any and all kind. Hallelujah. That excessive competitive spirit. Almighty God. Almighty God. That excessive competitive spirit. Who set them free? Hallelujah from it. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In excessiveness. Hallelujah. Free. Set free and deliver. Thank you. Thank you for bringing water in the dry places. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Child of God, we thank you for the daily benefits. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Let us relax and let go. Thank you for the wonderful praise report that you have allowed us to be able to share. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Everyone that's on the sick list and the prayer list, we lift them up before you, Father, and we thank you for meeting their needs and healing their bodies. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. As your child, we pray. We thank you for the manifestation of your word and the life of those in whom we lifted up before you. Hallelujah. And it's all in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, we thank you for the touch. Yes, Lord. We thank you for the touch. Yes, Lord. All is well. Hallelujah. Every financial need. Yes, Lord. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. For your kindness. Yes, Lord. For your kindness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Remembering the friends that we haven't heard from in such a long time. Father, we pray that all is well. And the young people that seem to be all just in so many different places, confused. They're being pulled and they don't know what's pulling them. They're doing all sorts of things to try to find themselves, and they need you. So for every child that seems to be firing down that endless hole, that endless pit, we ask, hey, God, we ask that you reach down and pick them up, take them out, breathe on them, hold them, God. Hallelujah for everyone. Yes, Lord, who has been on this earth now without a mother and a father for direction and a father who would give them strength and a father who would protect them. We ask that you be their father. Hallelujah. Protect them. Strengthen them. Yes, Lord. And allow them to accomplish their purpose. Hallelujah.
hallelujah, accomplish their purpose. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're good. And we thank you. You're good. Oh, peace on that job. Remove the fear of being fired. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The fear of not getting that promotion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Give honor. We give honor to you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is impossible. So often, Father, we think more of the material than spiritual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We think so often of the material and not the spiritual. Let that not be found among us in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen and amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. See what I see. Hallelujah. God is good. Remembering Elder Carter with a special prayer for Elder Carter and his family. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Mother Dunlap, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go and read our regular scriptures this morning, but when I think of Mother Dunlap, I'm not putting her on a high. She's human, you color, she bleed. She has her ups and her downs in life. But a woman who really loved the Lord, and her mother died when she was very young. And she had a friend, and they were even in ministry together, and something happened. And I like Mother confidence in God about everything. And yes, she had a moment. And the friend, there was a breach in the relationship. She's a very strong woman. She met, and there not come to a conclusion. But she told me that she got that call, and they were able to talk. You know, when we become more and more stronger and stronger in the Lord, frivolous things then, and immature ways, not of God. She often would tell me, believe. That's when she didn't have to do some strong talking. Sister Lee, hallelujah. Call when God, in other words, do everything directed by the power of God. I know a lot of you say, oh, well, we don't have to do that. And you just felt like calling. That's when you call. When you call, you've been guided by the Holy Ghost. It's going to be for purpose, and it's going to accomplish something. Sometimes we get too wrapped up in ourselves, and we think more highly of ourselves than we ought. But I really do love her and appreciate her teaching and guidance and direction. I really do value her as a big sister, a friend, and a mother. Yeah. God has been good to me. And she truly has been a friend. And I thank God. Everyone is not different. But when God gives you a friend, cherish that. A real friend. And who one who can demonstrate in their walk the love of God and the life that Christ wants us to live on this earth. Yes. Hallelujah. It's good to have a friend. I thank God for my friend. I thank God for her. Yes. I'll give her a call when I hang up, get off the broadcast. Hallelujah. 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 Just love her. Just love her to pieces. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Because God is so kind. And he reminds you of what you have. Yes, he does remind you of what you have. God is good. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture. I have had, in a few years that we've been on the broadcast, I've had old plans how we were going to do this and how we were going to do that. And it did involve mother, but that wasn't to be. So we're waiting for the Lord now. Slow it up, slow down, back up. For the Lord to guide us and give us our directives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And building us up. Yes. Hallelujah. Building us. And you're like, how are you? Yeah, building us up for the task ahead. Yes. Hallelujah. Because God knows before the foundation of the world what he wanted this to look like and what he wanted it to accomplish. And in that, I say to parents who are bemoaning because they don't have any children and, oh, they're just hurting. And God understands, and I'm not putting anyone down. I'd like to encourage you with this. God knows when he have assigned for everyone to come on this earth. Rest knowing God, hear your cry. Now, you want a child because everyone have children. You want a child because you think that your biological clock is going to run out. Or you're for having children. But is anything too hard for God? No. So stay encouraged. If God has ordained for children to come through your womb, if he has called it to be so, it will be so. But remember that the time and a season. No, there is a time. You remember earlier we said God is in control of the beginning and the end, the entrance and the exit of an individual, that baby that you want, God is in control of its entrance and exit. And you want a baby, but did you ask God, teach me how to be a good parent, how to bring the child up in the ways of the Lord, how, let me see what I need to encourage in them? Yes. Let me be the parent that not forget that I am to bring this child up in the knowledge of you, Lord. Not only do I want to have a child or grandchildren so I can be like everyone else, the picture is bigger than that. So maybe God, the time when you have your children, you'll be seasoned more. You'll be solid in the word that you can bring the child up. Your marriage
of these, you know, maybe some kinks in there. And sometimes we feel if we have a baby, it'll settle everything out. You know. So let's want to have a baby, which are precious and they're cute, but they're demanding and it's costly. So I'm going to pray that the Lord provide you with the necessities of life so you can bring this baby up and that you don't spoil it, you know, that you mature it up. And then in the process, you could do things to help someone else, go to an orphanage and volunteer, give children that are here on this earth some of the love out of your abundance of love that you can share, okay? So what you don't have, we give what we don't have. And not to manipulate God, but when we give, we receive. You know, there's so many that need a hug, need a love. Yes, so do that. Do that. Be strong. Be encouraged. I'm not saying that it's easy because, you know, when we get that I want, it can get hard and I just want my own child. I want to look into the eyes of my own baby. But it's deeper than that because now you have a responsibility to God to bring this baby up. So prepare yourself and going to an orphanage to volunteer, to love on a child, and put love in that child's life, that might be a good thing, huh? Yes, it might be a good thing. You never know what God has planned for you. Stay close to the Lord. And then you remember, you're hugging that child, and you caring for that child, wiping tears from that child. Child may have never been hugged. Child may have never had someone to wipe their tears away and tell them it's going to be all right. Their little lives can be scary. We don't know the things that they have gone through. Yes. So that might be a good start to just love on children who are here. Show somebody, show them that somebody really cares for them. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. You have a lot of love to give. Yes. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Well, we could just stop right there. Bless his most holy name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do in a way that we haven't done before. 2 Chronicles 7:13 13 through 14. Yes. Hallelujah. And if it seems to you that your ministry and the work that you're doing does not seem to be moving like others, we have to stop, go back, and to the drawing board, the architect, and inquire, I like that word, inquire of him. Is it something we've done? Or this picture that we have in our head, is it from him? Or is it from us? Yep. Pretty much. We may be beating the wind because that's not what he wants. And have we compromised? Can he trust us? Are we more anxious to build the ministry opposed to building the people? Yes. Ask God for direction. Show us how to do everything. Oh, Lord. 2 Chronicles 13. Listen to this. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If God withhold the flow, whatever it is that's abundant at this moment in your life, I'll just say your finances, you know, your friend pool, whatever, or pestilence, would you still serve him? Would you still worship him? Would you still hunger after him? How sincere is your hunger for God? How pure is it? Or is it based on materialism? What is it based on? I can't worship God. Some say I just can't do it. And God knows I just can't do it. Why? You know, if you have, don't have, are you able? Are you able? Up, down, round, round. Are you still able to trust God, to worship God, to obey God? As long as you get what you want, you can do it, or if you don't, you can't. Think about that. But you still worship God. The Bible is so rich and so powerful. Sometimes I think about all that we have done, and then we turn around and we're so arrogant, and we put these conditions on God. And just to think of it is concerning. You just cannot do that. Hallelujah. You can't. You can't. You're making a big mistake. And you're talking about the Almighty God. I don't know if you really understand that one either. But listen, Isaiah 43. I just reference back to this. Every time I turn around, I'm referencing back to this, especially keying in on the seventh verse. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, and I forget another thing. People can't worship if it's not a lot of people. I can worship just me. And sometimes I like it like that. Because I don't have to pull. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to remember. It's just me and the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm happy in Jesus. Hey, you know, you just get happy in him. Oh, my God. Woo! Just get happy in him. Don't have a penny to your name. Just get happy because he's your everything. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Just get happy. Have you ever been broke and worship the Lord? Uh-huh. That's a good testimony right there. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. And listen to this. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, everyone. I have formed him, everyone. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth, verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Let's go to Zechariah. Uh-huh. Zechariah 9 and 9. Listen. Oh, my God. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh into thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon the coat of the foal of an ass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of my favorites. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Matthew. Let me go here. Oh, my new Bible has been worked over, y'all. Talking about worked over. Woo! I tell you, it was such a surprise. Yes, I have lots of Bibles. Yes, amen. But this one here is a good one, a good one, a good one. Hallelujah.
Let's see. I'm trying to find it. Okay, listen to this. Listen. There are Matthew 23 talks about the seven wolves. Matthew 23, the seven wolves. Jesus is in the temple and he's teaching. And read it. Study 37 through 39. And when you really, really study it, you see so much. And I'll give you a clue. If you don't have the time, I'll give you a search, the scarlet, a thread. When did it stop turning white? Yeah, see how thick the curtain was that divide the holy from the holy. See how thick it was. See how many men it took to close the temple door. Yeah. And the white stone. Study that. Don't let this season go by and you haven't grasped hold to deeper understanding and knowledge. When Yeshua says to them, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophet and stoned those sent to her, how often I long to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your houses is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will never see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And when we got a little time, we can go up to 37, 34. Because of this, behold, I'm sending prophets and wise men and Torah scholars. Some of them you will kill and execute at the stake, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. And so upon you shall come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Amen. I tell you, all these things will come upon this generation. And it did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I you know, it refreshes and it encourages us to stay focused. Don't let, you know, good can throw you off. Good and comfort can throw you off. Don't do it. Do not do it. Do not become so relaxed that you begin to compromise. Don't do it. That it's more important for you to have the high place, for you to be recognized. Don't be that. I don't know when the end time, but you know and I know that each one of us have a beginning number and an ending, an exit number. Let's be purposeful.
grateful to God for all the blessings he has stored upon us, and be mindful, be very mindful, and encouraging one another to do what God has called us to do, to stay close to him. Yes, to stay close to God, knowing his voice, knowing the voice of God, recognizing it so we receive our instruction, knowing when to be silent, knowing when to speak and what to speak. Yes, studying his word, oh my, it is so powerful. Open our minds of understanding so we can accomplish what he has ordained. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. We can, what am I saying? We can do what God has called us to do on this earth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can accomplish it. We can. You can. I can. And we can be helpers one to another. Not being used, not all that foolishness. Turning your nose because you got 2 pennies more than another person. You could lose it in a span of a second. And then who are you? Where are you? What are you doing? No. More important than that, the real you come alive and accomplish the things that we were sent here to do. Yes. So when we return back, we'll return to a pleasing Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just on it. On this morning. You belong to God. There are things that must come to pass. Mm-hmm. There are things that must come to pass. But then there are things that we must complete and finish. So let's be about our Father's business. I know for some reason I've been just hammering on that. Be about your Father's business. And don't reduce yourself to materialism. Just don't do it. You know, be happy for it, but don't reduce yourself and your value. Don't do that. You're made in the image and the likeness of God. Come on, man. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Yes. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Great God from Zion. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes, Lord. Holy boldness. Hey, God, thank you. Jude, the first child unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. For in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. God bless you.